Hello and welcome to the Upset Mama podcast for Friday the 5th of June 2015. Let's have a quick look at some of the headlines today. It was Ladies' Day at the Derby, that's horse racing here in the UK, and basically the story is all about a lot of women who are wearing terrible dresses, terrible hats, lots of tattoos on show, and basically they look very chavvy and very unladylike. They're getting very drunk. It's not classy anymore, you know. I'm not a big fan of horse racing. I don't follow it, I don't watch it, but I do like the idea that it's still a very upper class sport and people should respect that. The idea that it's becoming there's a show here, I can't even remember what it is now. There are a lot of shows here which show a lot of bad things going on. I'm sure there are programs all over the world that show a lot of bad things going on in the streets with regular people, it's not good. You know, there's a time and a place for these kinds of things, and the horse racing is not it. Sure, anybody can go, anybody can have a good time, but when you start getting completely wasted, embarrassing yourself, embarrassing everybody else, it's not good. It's time to walk away. You know, grow up. Get a grip. Maybe I'm just old now, but that's how I feel. A married teaching assistant who was branded a predatory Mrs. Robinson is cleared of a fling with a 13-year-old boy, a schoolboy, after claiming that she was a victim of lies. Well, I think, and I've said this before, you know, when it's an older teacher, let's say it was a 36-year-old teacher and a 13-year-old schoolgirl, everybody is going to go, whoa, no, 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 no. When it's a 36-year-old female teacher and a 13-year-old schoolboy, a lot of the guys, you might call this double standards, but a lot of the guys reading that story will say, way to go, son. You know, especially if the teacher is quite good looking. And that's because we know what it was like to be a 13-year-old schoolboy. And believe me, there were a couple of teachers I would have loved to get with, if you know what I mean. but still, you know, saying that, I do agree that, it's not right for a teacher to do that. Male or female, they're in a place of power and authority, and it's important that we can trust them with our children. Gorging on steak, cheese and two bottles of Cristal champagne in one sitting. That's the extravagant tastes of Kim Jong-un that were revealed by a former chef. Trying to explain the massive weight gain of Kim Jong-un. And I don't really get that, because steak is protein. Cheese is protein. The champagne, probably not so good. But if he was just, you know, gorging on steak and cheese, that shouldn't be too bad. How much steak and cheese did he eat? I don't know. He's clearly eaten more than just steak and cheese. You know, definitely. But this is what happens. People put on a little bit of weight. You know, you start to reach middle age. You start to battle with the bulge. And losing it and keeping it off is a little bit more difficult. You know, we all get to that point. And I'm not really sure how old Kim Jong-un is, but yeah, that's basically it. Charles Kennedy, a Scottish politician here, he died of a major hemorrhage linked to his battle with alcohol. Not surprising, really. He was an alcoholic, and, you know, he was only 55. He only died this week, and that's what happens. You know, if you abuse your body in any way, then it will come back and you will pay for it. So, sad story though, because Charles Kennedy, he was one of those politicians, he was affectionately known as Scotland's Kennedy, you know, and he was one of those politicians that every other politician liked. They got on with him. The people liked him, you know, and it's very rare that you find a politician like that, and he was one of them. And I'm proud to say he was Scottish. I never voted for the guy or for his party, but every time I saw him on television or heard him on the radio, I thought, he's a decent guy. What else have we got here? a family is managing to survive on £20 a week for food, well, congratulations. It's actually not that difficult. Although it does say here that she cooks from scratch, freezes leftovers, and bulk buys meat. So, when you're... I mean, I was thinking more, you know, buying just frozen things. You know, it's pretty cheap. You can make it last you a month. Probably works out less than £20 a week. But if she's cooking from scratch, that's quite impressive, you know, to find those ingredients so cheaply. So fair play to her. Crack eggs into a lid, weigh down bread with a tin of tomatoes, and steam in a griddle pan. That's how to make the perfect McDonald's Egg McMuffins at home. I will not be trying that. I'm quite happy to go and spend the money at McDonald's if I want an Egg McMuffin. Aldi supermarket is closed in hunt for world's deadliest spider after family buy a bunch of bananas containing its eggs. Nice. You always hear these horror stories from the supermarket. You know, oh, I bought grapes, or I bought strawberries and I got them home and oh, there was like a spider in it or something. And you know, it's very rare, but those are the stories that always make the press and they always make you kind of freak out a little bit. What else do we have here? A six-year-old girl has died saving her baby brother after throwing herself on top of him to save him from boiling water from a spilt kettle in Russia. Wow. That's very brave. Would I have done that for my sister when I was six? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Wow, what a little girl. Honestly, shame she's died. But, you know, what can you say? Amazing, amazing. Britain basks in the hottest day of the year so far as temperatures hit 26.7 Celsius, hours after the country is hit by thousands of lightning strikes. They must be talking about England, as I said the other day. Whenever there is a headline in the press over here about a heat wave or, you know, very warm temperatures, it's usually England. Scotland, nah, we don't get it very often. And today it rained a lot. It's very sunny right now. I can look outside right now, blue skies, lots of sun, quite warm. But most of the day it's been raining and it's not been very, very nice at all. Is it too good to be true? Superfood charged ice cream with the same amount of calories as an apple has been unveiled. Oh, there you go, ice cream with the same amount of calories as an apple. Probably tastes like crap. So we're going to avoid that. Let's have a look here. Are you desperate for a good night's sleep? Play golf, take up yoga, or get gardening, say scientists, who say it's the type of exercise that is key. So there you go. Play golf, take up yoga, or get gardening. Failing all of that, you're not going to sleep very well, apparently. I don't know. Mother of an overweight 10-year-old girl demands the NHS pays for a trip to a £4,000 boot camp, but her daughter tells her, it's your fault I'm fat. I love that. Because it's true. It's the parents. The parents are in charge of what the children eat. The parents are in charge of the kind of diet that they have and the exercise that they do. So, you know, if you've got a child that is very overweight... And actually, you can't see the photograph here, but the mother is incredibly overweight. So there's clearly a gene issue here as well. But there's no reason why you cannot have an overweight parent and a skinny child. It happens all the time. And, you know, this woman clearly eats a lot of junk and she's passing that on to her daughter. So the NHS should not be paying for a trip to a boot camp for this young girl. All she needs to do is change her diet, do a little bit more exercise, and it will sort itself out. Well, that seems to be about all the news for today. Let me have a quick look at the top 10 things that you need to know today, see if there's anything on there that's majorly interesting. You know, there could be a story of... I'm yawning again. Oh, it's very unprofessional of me. You know, my podcast used to be so professional, so very well edited and put together. And I, to be fair, I did spend a little bit of time on it. And I know that that's generally what people want to hear. You know, you want to hear a professional sounding podcast. But when I realised there were only about two people listening, I thought that's a lot of work to put in for two people. Not that I don't care about those two people, but at the end of the day, you know, two people who are listening regularly, it doesn't matter if I yawn or not. I could probably sneeze and fart and burp and everything right now and you wouldn't care. In fact, you'd probably enjoy that, but I'm not going to do it. The US are claiming that Chinese hackers are behind a data breach, as they perhaps would, but the Chinese, of course, are saying, "Where's the evidence? Where's the evidence?" Not in that kind of an accent, of course. Greece has delayed a €300 million debt repayment. They're saying that they won't be able to make the payment, but they'll pay it at the end of the month. We'll see how that goes. You know, it would surprise me if at the end of the month they turn around and say that they cannot pay it and they're going to need another month. Facebook has been criticised by the NSPCC for allowing a clip which shows a terrified sobbing baby being repeatedly dunked into a bucket of water. The clip carries a warning, but the social network has refused to remove it, admitting it is upsetting and disturbing, but saying it does not breach rules. There you go. What else do we have here? 5,000 lightning strikes on the hottest day. This sort of touches upon what I said earlier on. Temperatures in southeast England topped 26 Celsius as the country experienced hottest day of the year so far. However, the warm weather also brought rain and thunderstorms, and the Met Office recorded 4,900 lightning strikes on Friday morning. The hot spell will be short-lived, however, with highs of just 21 Celsius this weekend. I hope we get at least one nice day, because I'd like to get into the garden and cut the grass. But there you go. And they're also talking about that story I told you about yesterday, about the BBC journalist who said that the Queen had died. So nothing there to really talk about. Well, thanks very much for listening. If you'd like to contact the show, my email address is upsetmamapodcast@gmail.com, and you can get me there 24 hours a day. But until the next time, thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and remember to always dream big. Goodbye for now.